The request for the temporary restraining order was based on a number of concerns. During closing arguments, attorney Johnny Richardson, representing members of the elected St. Louis School Board, complained of the criteria used to unaccredit St. Louis Public Schools, the authority of the state board to take such action, and what he says is the fact St. Louis was treated differently.
The way this rule is being applied and the way that we're being treated is different than other districts are treated. Other districts get 2 years before they're thrown into chaos. St. Louis district gets none. It happens now.
Assistant Attorney General Paul Wilson says the only reason for the state board's decision is poor performance.
The district's performance does not merit accreditation. It was substantial, credible evidence that made the State Board of Education's decision not arbitrary or capricious, but in fact based on substantial and credible evidence.
The temporary restraining order issue out of the way, more legal action is now expected on the underlying issue of St. Louis being declared an unaccredited district. Steve Walsh, Missouri Med, Jefferson City.